And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, being joined by Kyle in just a moment. Then we go back onto the train that we started out on last week, heading from Norway to Sweden back in mid-December. Well, it's pretty much where we left things off last week, where we were conversing on, in this train car in the dead of night at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with water that had mysteriously leaked onto the floor from someplace in the train. But, you know, even when something like that happens, it's not as bad as it sounds, because it's taken care of pretty quickly, and the accommodations are just so nice compared to what you're used to traveling around in trains in other places, which I won't get into right now. We basically had spent some time taking pictures and making connections as we traveled from Norway into Sweden, and it was a really cool experience just doing all of this in the dead of winter and just not seeing the sun for such a long period of time. Later on in the program, you'll find out if we did in fact see the, well, I guess I can say that we did see the sun, but you'll find out how we saw the sun, the moment that we actually, and it really was pretty much the moment we saw the sun, we immediately reported on it, because that's what we had to do. But throughout the ride on the train, we were just trying to do things like see if it was snowing outside, see if we could see the northern lights, because that was the kind of thing that I'd really like to see at some point. I keep trying to see the northern lights, it never seems to work out. So basically, you'll get a sense as to that kind of thing going on the train as it makes its way through the snowy tundra of northern Scandinavia. It's really an amazing experience, something I totally recommend, especially in the middle of summer when we're experiencing right now here in New York, where it's warm. What better thing to think about than traveling on a train in nighttime when it's cold? Also, we're going to hear some more Swedish radio. You know, Swedish radio really is pretty cool for the most part. I just found myself tuning around from station to station, hearing all kinds of talk that I didn't understand, but it just sounded really pleasant and cool and kind of freeform. Of course, there are commercial things as well, and you'll hear some holiday programming or holiday music because it was that time of year. But you'll also hear music that maybe you weren't expecting to hear on Swedish radio, including what we're going to start with right now. Enjoy. I paid my dues for mad years in this game. It's only five right now, I got stakes to claim. Now I became the man with the spindle, making moves with the mic and the five-finger grip. I work flipping eyes, speaking paragraphs. Delivery makes your punchline collapse. I crossed the map for a daily 50 grand. Don't work, I make moves in Japan. A self-made man, do what I believe in. Whoever thought I'd end up in rapping in Sweden? Plus how you pay, courtesy of myself. Got two middle fingers up for everybody else. But part of the fuck you ain't understand. Fuck you for me and the fuck you man. I am back at it again. That's word from Keith Urban, your homeboy Grant.
Get down, yeah, 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 get yeah, down, yeah. Get down.
I'm bound to charge you, so boot down, baby.
The streets for the hoods, for the blocks.
Word up.
Scream my name when you hear that we rock.
Word up.
It's Keith and
word
up.
Up.
It's Grant
word
and up.
Up.
Rap along to the hook when we shout.
Word
Yo, my style swarm like a lyrical form of seance. I turn this bitch to a scene of chaos. I'm hard like a criminal, straight off the wall. Niggas pay attention like jail when it's bell call. I maximize, perpetualize, intellectualize infallible progression, no question. And I rip your mother. Head off your neck, nigga, with
yeah.
Extraordinary perfection.
I spit in your ear, that's part of my career. I'm nice and precise between drum kick and snares. This year I'm up in here, loose and grab it all. I'ma act like the cops, put you against the wall. Fight rhymes and walls, streets and corridors. Open MCs like your all-night corner store. Run to the billboard, the Ken's in the mix. I'm pimp, cause there ain't no bitch but your bitch.
Lyrical vulture, verbally assault ya. I leave you hemorrhaging like a brain agriculture. You get scooped, starved, and dragged. Chopped up and carried around in little pieces in my book bag. Psychosomatic like a chameleon, become part of the wall. Kill everybody in the building. Make a stand, make a radio hit. Make a radio hit, I'll roll up and make a hit. But the
get down, get
up.
Down, get down.
Word
get down
up.
For the streets, for the hoods, for the blocks.
Word up.
Scream my name.
mean when you hear that we rock?
Word up.
It's Keith and
word up.
It's Fred
word
and up. Rap along to the hook when we shout.
Word up. Word up, L.O.D. Death Squad in this motherfucker. Word up,
yeah.
KG on the board.
Word up,
Clark Kent.
Word up,
Keith Murray.
Word up,
I got my man Hack AC in the house.
Word up,
and Stink Ass Even. Word up. Yo, yo, I make MCs disappear like.
You thought I was gonna keep going, right?
Metropol 93,8, där musiken aldrig slutar.
Metropol, lyssna, lyssna. Metropol,
Sveriges Radio.
In LA, and I'm out at your mains. I'm up in the A. You so lame, and no one here even mentions your name. It must be the weed, it must be the E, 'cause you be popping. Heard you get it popping.
Yeah, speaking of the night, though, you know, I hadn't told you this, but when I was getting really frustrated with Norwegian prices and things like that, we were working out where to stay, in the apartment we finally wound up staying. We got the price per night. It was a high price, but not too high. But technically, this is my American way of thinking, they give you the price per night, so we should have been able to stay there until mid-January when the sun came back up for one night.
Oh, I see.
How do you define night? Night is when the sun rises, the night's over. So perpetual night is when the sun is down below the horizon. I think I would have won that in court, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like an American court, maybe in California or something.
Yeah, well, we'd have to have them extradited to the U.S. But, you know, I didn't want to think that way.
Well, that would have been a big deal, right? I mean, that's pretty in vogue these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of extraditing going on in these regions, and we're trying to make sure that doesn't become a trend too much. That's pretty much what we've done so far in the north. Not many people go to the north in the winter, and I hats off to you for being into going there.
I like it. I like the Norwegian people, and I like the town that I saw. Like I like Tromsø so far, and prices and all that aside, I just really had a really fun time and. Meeting some of your acquaintances and being in all this snowy area, especially during Christmas time, it's just it's really a treat, a real present beyond anything I've ever experienced. So I'm more than thrilled to be a part of it, and also I get to take great pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, we shot a couple of cool things, and I'm getting warmed up, so to speak, and I'm excited. I can't wait to...
Well, you almost froze your fingers off taking pictures just a little while ago.
Yeah, we were at the train station, and there was some other guy. He had a small camera. Yeah, a couple cameras, actually. And I saw him outside when I was standing out there. He had a light meter just like me, and I was like, man, why is he taking... He was you know, shaking his hands. It was so cold, and I was like, man, I would so not be doing that. But then...
Towels. Oh, the towels are here. Yes.
Oh, good.
Let's get the light. Cool. So,
do we need to get our ticket, Ed? Or did the other guy...
Are there two persons in here?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you having a connection from Stockholm?
No, we're going...
No, we're staying there.
Yeah.
Okay, no flight or anything?
No.
No, sir.
Okay.
Are we late to Stockholm?
No.
Okay.
Just making notes in case we get more delayed. So.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you have any walking?
Yeah, a little bit.
Towels just to clean up the water.
Thanks. I'll do my bar
is
back.
Is it coming thing. From where? The sink or?
The hallway when the...
The hallway, not from the sink.
No.
Not yet.
No, the whole floor got flooded.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when I worked at a bar.
Yeah.
We had to throw the towels down.
Yeah,
cool.
Hope you have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Right.
See ya.
And you're covered.
Oh, sweet.
Thanks.
Right on.
Cool. All right, so let's clean up the floor there a little bit.
So we'll be 90% less squeaky. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Are you able to get all the way?
Can you move your legs?
I'm trying to.
Ah. Good God. He asked if the sink was leaking.
Trying to pin it on us.
That's a problem. And I think he was a little shocked at us recording in the dark. But you know what? I like the ambiance.
Yeah, the ambiance was great.
You know, because the moonlight's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wintry.
Maybe we'll see the... We might see the Northern Lights after all, from
that's
the train.
That's
wouldn't that be cool?
What I'm talking about is that it's a fun experience, you know, seeing other parts of the world, you know, the north, places where people never go, and it's off the beaten path, and dang if it isn't winter time, and you know, that's what it was all about. And I don't know, this guy was shooting pictures at the train station. And I go inside, and you kind of encouraged me. You said, yeah, you should go take some pictures if you want.
Absolutely.
Because the train was, you know, they were reconfiguring the train and all. The
train was late, so we had time, and
right.
You're a photographer, and there's great pictures out there. It's nighttime, but still, it doesn't faze you that much.
Yeah, and, you know, I was mentioning he had a nice camera. I don't know, I don't think it was the particular German one that I'm thinking of, but he had a couple special cameras, and I pulled out my twin lens reflex and I clicked it all together and ran out and started taking some pictures, did some light readings, very, very dark, and I was using my high-speed film, but even then it was about an eighth of a second for a shutter speed, and that's pretty short as far as shutter speeds go. And... Or I'm sorry, pretty long, not short enough to stop action, which is okay. I just did some of the rails and stuff, and he came running out. He brought another camera, a different one. I think he had not a twin lens reflex, but just like a, it's a regular camera that you hold in front of your face kind of thing, but I think it was for medium format film, and those are actually really rare. They're hard to find, and it had bellows, the accordion stuff that mm-hmm. you see on large format cameras. It had its own bellows that came out, but this is just like a small pocket camera that I think does 120mm, the medium format film that I'm shooting in my box camera. So, yeah, to that end, it was really fun because he came out and, you know, typical photographer, he was just like, yeah, that's smart, that's a good idea, you know, we should, because I think he had seen the medium format camera and he knew he had a medium format camera, and I think he came running out to join me, and he had the button release cord and all of that. And
same one you have.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I had seen him doing 35mm film, and then I pulled the medium format out, and he thought that was a good idea. So we ended up chatting a little bit and talking about how cold it was and how our hands were freezing and how it builds character and, you know, just traded some gestures, and, you know, it was good fun to shoot some stuff. And he actually shot a picture of me using my roller cord. So
meanwhile, I was making friends with a small dog inside the train station that was jumping up and down. People were waiting for the train, so it was an entertaining time in Narvik.
Yeah, Narvik. Huh. That was something else, though.
It really
was. Then not so long after that, our train had been reconfigured, and it came lumbering up. Then we piled in and checked out our accommodations here, and boy, here we are. We're in it for the long haul, and I guess very shortly after we kind of explore the train a little bit.
I think we should try and get some food or beer or something at the dining car, which looked very elegant, by the way.
That would be really fun.
So those lamps on the table, they looked really nice.
I would really enjoy that. And then maybe we can putter around with computers or, you know, do some work, maybe plan some other parts of our trip, and I guess when we wake up, we'll be arriving in Stockholm.
Well, we were supposed to arrive in Stockholm about 10 in the morning, and I guess it's around 5 now. But you have to wonder why the train... the reason we were late was because the train coming the other way was over an hour late, and I'm sort of wondering why that was, whether it's weather-related. I'm looking outside now. Does it look like it's snowing to you?
Yeah, it was looking a little dusty there for a second, or wind-blown. I'm going to move over to the window, and okay, you want to take a peek with me?
Well, I'm going to hold on to the microphone.
Yeah, hold on there. I'll stick my head out real quick.
Got your hand in the sink there. All right, careful. Are you going to open the window? My God.
Does this even open properly?
Well, the more important question is, does it close after it opens?
Is there going to be an alarm is this the emergency
release? I'll be the alarm if it doesn't close, believe me. Yeah,
but I don't think I'm supposed to pull that.
Well,
turn
one of the many lights on. I mean, sure, the window opens.
Is that actually a window opening?
Yeah, I think you just pull it down hard. No? Oh, there you go. It's got the window open, and the temperature's plummeting already in this room. So,
well, and I can't really tell, but it is very dusty because of the train moving, you know, through the snow. And I think what we're looking at is we're in snowier territory.
Or a blizzard, perhaps, which could explain why the other train was late. And we're going right back into it. That's a possibility.
This is so cool.
Yeah, this is really cool.
It's like we're in the Polar Express. Oh, this is great. Yeah, I just see a lot of snow dust, you know, that's probably being blown off the track. And, God, it's getting cold in here.
yeah, I wonder why. But one of the things to look for is when we hit a station, look at the lights and see if the snow is coming down. And that'll certainly tell us.
Excuse me.
I wonder, is it possible to control the temperature in this room? Is there a thermostat?
Yes.
There is. Okay, good. Because I think it's a little chilly.
Would you like heat?
Wouldn't mind a little bit more heat.
Yeah, here.
Isn't this great? You can control the temperature inside a single train car, a train cabin inside a car. At least I assume so. Not going to make anything malfunction.
23, how hot do you want? 20?
Oh, gosh. Well, of course, we're talking Celsius now. 20, anything in the low 20s is fine with me. It feels like it's about 17 or 18, to be honest.
Kylaflecht.
Excuse me?
Is that air conditioning?
Oh, you know...
I don't think we need that, but there is a light that's on, and I have it on 20, and that's like 70, isn't it?
Yeah, about in that range, so that should be fine.
Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Not sure how the heat works here.
Yeah, I think it's a radiator of some kind.
Oh, there's light. See,
car. Yeah, he's in some blizzardy.
Yeah, he's got some
looking stuff.
So we could get snowbound here on the train, but it's okay. We're comfortable and dry for now. At least our feet are.
Wow.
All right. So, any last words as we travel through the tundra of northern Sweden?
Well, I don't know. You know, you put me on the spot.
Yes, I felt like doing that.
My last words are.
Won't be last words because we'll be in Stockholm and Copenhagen and of course other parts as well.
Well, everything's going well so far, and I'm looking forward to doing lots of photography and seeing lots of people and really capturing the essence of the area. I'm really impressed and so thankful that I joined you in Scandinavia. It's a place I'd really like to come back to later in my life. So far, I've just been really impressed and enjoyed it. So.
Isn't this a problem, though, with traveling, where you see all these amazing places? We saw the Balkans in the spring, and now we're seeing Scandinavia in the winter, and we just keep wanting to come back to all these places. And the more places you go to, the more places you want to come back to. And you have to almost be full-time traveling to see them all and keep in touch with all the people.
Right.
But really, it's so amazing. It's so amazing all the things that you can see and do.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of, in some ways, makes me want to, like, drop everything and... You know, leave some of the places that I live, my neighborhoods, communities I'm a part of, makes me kind of want to just, forget it all and go change and do something completely new. Mm-hmm. And just, diverge completely from some of the choices I've made in my life. But again, I'm with you. I think you would agree with this, that, you know, you come back and you're reinvigorated in your own life and things that you've, you know, put on pause so that you can go explore. You're more enthusiastic. You find motivation. You get invigorated, and you get, what do I want to say? Rejuvenated. You get back into a good mindset with, mm-hmm. with things, the place where you come from and the things you're already doing at your home. But gosh, if I wouldn't like to live in a place like Tromsø or anywhere in the Balkans that we visited, those are some cool places and amazing. It would be amazing to be a member of those communities. And I gotta tell you, people around the world continue to amaze me. You know, wherever I go on trips with you or independently, I feel a lot of that spirit and community. You know, the love that kinship as a human. You know, and I'm really welcomed in any place I've been to. So
the adaptability of humans, I think, is simply incredible. To live in a place like this, where it's so dark for so long, and then so light for so long as well, everything's sort of turned on its ear.
Yeah,
it says a lot about what mankind can do, that we can be happy in places like this, or just adapt our lifestyle and appear to be normal. And then you ask yourself, well, what is normal? To people who live up here, it must be strange to be in a place where the sun rises and sets every day, and where seasons are as long as they are. We were told the other day that basically in Tromsø, it's 9 months of winter, 3 months of summer. No real spring or autumn.
Yeah.
And wow, I mean, that to me, that's completely alien, but it's normal. Okay, here we're pulling into some kind of station so we can see if it's actually snowing outside now. And while we're doing that, another really good deal that we found in Norway. Can you see anything?
I'm looking.
Yeah. It's not a full-fledged blizzard, I can tell you that, because we can see outside a little bit more. No, it looks kind of calm.
I see some sparkly stuff, though. I think it is snowing a little bit. Beautiful, though.
Yeah. Pretty as a picture. But one of the really good deals that we found in Norway was the...
Yes, it's snowing.
It is snowing. Okay, we have confirmed. Is it snowing heavily?
No, but it's beautiful. It's like glitter.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That is amazing.
Like glitter.
But in Norway, we found the phone card that we got. Oh, my God. This phone card was an incredibly good deal.
The only deal in Norway.
Well, that and the eggs.
Yes.
The eggs was a good deal, and the phone card was a good deal. Basically, how much did we pay for the phone card? About, I think around $20 is what it came to.
Yeah, it was 99, wasn't it? 99
kroner. Okay, so yeah. We divide that by 6. Mm-hmm. And... you know, I have such trouble doing this. But, okay, that's it's less than $20 then, if it's... because 60 kroner would be $10. 120 would be $20. So 99 is pretty much in the middle of that. So, okay, well, whatever. The point is, it was a fairly good deal because we not only...
150 kroner of service, minutes.
And the rate per minute to the United States was fairly low. I was able to call into Off the Hook. I was able to call Off the Hook in New York and speak for over an hour and still have plenty of time left in the initial credit that I got on the SIM card. And that just worked out great. And, of course, if you receive phone calls, that doesn't cost you anything. And if you receive texts, that doesn't cost you anything. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this train is now delayed for about 30 minutes, and the estimated preliminary arrival time Kiruna will be at 18:05. Our resting car is now open, and will stay open until a little time before reaching Bodø station. Thank you.
Well, that's good news. The restaurant car is open. I suggest we go down there.
I'm all for it.
All right. Well, we did finish using the phone card. Actually, we didn't finish. We still have some credit, but we're not in Norway anymore, so it doesn't work. But we're going to look for a similar deal in Sweden.
It's very expensive. It'll work, probably, but it's roaming, so...
Well, we might as well just... use it up. I mean, we're not going to need it again. So I could make a 10-second call to somebody.
Yes, we should call politicians or something.
Yeah.
Something very important that'll really make an impact.
We'll find a use for it, definitely. Well, a call from Norway does carry some weight.
That's right. That's right. You know, there's a lot of crucial things going on, you know, that we have to speak up on, I think. So we'll spend it wisely.
Yes. All right, from somewhere in northern Sweden, this is Emmanuel.
And Kyle.
I'll see you somewhere else, wherever it may be.
Good night.
All right, so that's basically what we should talk about. You ready to start?
You're such an ass. That's basically what we should talk about. You ass. That's basically what you want to go into more detail. That's just the rough.
It's an outline.
कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो जाए तेरे नैनों की भूल भुलैया मेरी चाबी खो जाए हम दोनों एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो पीछे कोई डाकू लुटेरा
क्यों डर रहे हो
आगे हो घनघोर अंधेरा पीछे कोई डाकू लुटेरा ऊपर भी जाना हो मुश्किल नीचे भी आना हो मुश्किल सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो हम तुम कहीं को जा रहे हों और रास्ता भूल जाएं हम तुम कहीं को जा रहे हों और रास्ता भूल जाएं
kan berätta lite om den här filmen. Det blev lite skandal när den kom ut, för att det var 1973 och i Indien är det fortfarande lite sådär tabu att man ska överhuvudtaget kyssas på film. Och i den här filmen så hade den här flickan jättekort kjol och så sjunger de att vi inlåser ett rum tillsammans och sådär. Det var ju total skandal alltså. Men den blev ju otroligt populär bara för det var så här lite, det betraktades som porrigt på den tiden. Så det var ett jätterusning, därför är den fortfarande populär. Fast musiken är ju också bra, jag ska inte säga att det bara beror det.
Du har alltså sett filmen antar jag?
Ja, absolut. Absolut. Mm. Ja.
På tal om det, vad är årets bästa film? Det är ju trots allt lider mot sitt slut nu det här året.
Nej, jag vet inte alltså. Den coolaste filmen jag såg, eller mest liksom actionpackade, var nog Inception.
Mm, den ligger högt upp faktiskt.
Men den är inte så, alltså, det är ingen så här bra film på det sättet alltså, liksom, den är mer spännande och så här, jag vet inte, som en actionfilm. Men det är ingen så här, den har inte så mycket mer än det.
Action, alltså det är mycket som går sönder. Men så mycket action är det väl egentligen inte. Men det är...
Men vad handlar den egentligen om? För jag har inte sett den, men den är väldigt hypad verkligen. Så.
Det är en mindfuck-movie på hög nivå.
Ah, okej, okay. Det är lite grann som Fight Club eller någonting sånt där. Eller som Matrix.
Mycket
eller?
Alltså, detta är så många gånger... Alltså, så många gånger om. Ja, precis. Det är så många nivåer. Så att om det är några buggar i den filmen så märker du inte det. För att du får nog se den 30 gånger innan du kan lägga märke till dem, tror jag. För att det är så mycket att hålla reda på och... Var är de nu i...
Vilket
stadie är de nu? Och det är mycket konstiga grejer.
För de går alltså in i varandras drömmar. Det är det som är själva premissen för filmen. Att man kan gå in i varandras drömmar. Och de gör det i flera nivåer. Tills man till slut inte vet vad som är dröm och verklighet.
Men det är lite grann som Tova var inne i Thomas drömmar här tidigare. I det här kärleksbrevet.
Lite som det.
Lite
kanske
så.
Funkar. Ja.
Så bygger de drömmar. Ja, men det är faktiskt en bra film. Jag brukar inte vara så glad för de här... De Hollywood-satsningarna. Men den var faktiskt riktigt bra. Shutter Island, det är också Leonardo DiCaprio. Ligger också bra till.
Den har inte jag sett den.
På min sida. Boken är bättre, men jag tycker faktiskt... Ni har inte sett den heller?
Nej. Jag skulle rösta Prince of Persia. Jag tycker den var jättebra. Den var ju väldigt våldsam och brutal för att vara en Disney-film.
Är det en Disney-film?
Ja, det är Disney, ja.
Men var inte det bara för att du tyckte att Jake Gyllenhaal var snygg i bara överkropp?
Alltså han ser, är det så han heter? Det visste jag inte. Han ser väldigt bra. Ja, han passar verkligen bra i den där rollen. Men jag vet inte om det är just överkroppen. Det var mer bara liksom karaktären så.
Underkroppen.
Men den bygger på ett dataspel eller hur är det? Visst är det så? Det finns ett dataspel som heter Prince of Persia.
Ett jättegammalt.
Ja, bra Caroline.
Som jag spelade sönder och samman på en gammal Mac för väldigt länge sedan.
Så pass.
Och hörni, vi får inte glömma årets Harry Potter-film. Har ni sett den? Vad tycker ni om den? För det brukar alltid vara jättehype.
Om man tittar på ettan nu så har det ju hänt mycket. Ja. Det får man ju säga. Ja, men jag tycker det börjar bli en ruskig massa namn att hålla reda på framförallt.
Ja, många karaktärer liksom.
Framförallt och...
Men de håller ju på att dö nu till höger och vänster. Så till slut blir det inte så många.
Nej. Och liksom, du vet, det kommer hela tiden upp lite figurer och dödsätarna. Just det, är de goda eller onda? Alltså jag är helt bortförvirrad. Jag tycker de är ganska fina så. Men det är, som sagt, det har ju hänt en hel del.
Har du läst böckerna?
Nej, jag har läst ettan och tvåan.
Det säger en hel del.
Jag har läst allihopa.
Jo, men de som har läst böckerna brukar tycka om.
Samma här. Engelska och svenska. Har du också gjort det?
Ja, faktiskt. Och jag har inte sett någon av filmerna just i protest mot att jag vet att filmerna blir alltid mycket sämre i böckerna. Jag vill inte att de skulle förstöra min fantasivärld som jag hade byggt upp där i Hogwarts.
Ja, precis.
Eller tunga rätt i mun.
Du läser inte på JMK, du läser på Hogwarts i din egen förvärld.
Vet du, man kan faktiskt göra det. Jag har hört en vän till en vän och nu är jag väldigt osäker på min källa här, men som läser på det här slottet liksom, som där Harry Potter-filmerna spelades in.
Trolleri alltså.
Så det heter ju givetvis inte Hogwarts. Och,
man läser inte trolleri, tror jag.
Ja, och du flyger nog inte dit på det sättet. Och men den här perrongen finns ju 9¾ eller vad det är. Och de här orden mugglare och så vidare har ju kommit in i
jag tror att
orten
heter Newbury. Min kompis bodde där. Han sa
att
jag var välkommen att hälsa på för att Harry Potter. Fast det var inte tillräckligt lockigt för mig att jag skulle åka dit.
Inte?
Nej.
Men jag minns att när jag läste böckerna så var det som lockade mig absolut mest. Det var liksom godiset. De här bönorna
som finns,
alla
finns ju.
Ja, men alla olika smaker.
Det finns ju sådana, mer som man kan få så här liksom löksmak.
Nej, jag vet inte sjutton om du kan få så här snorkråka och sådana grejer som de häftigt får, men det finns ju det, alltså det bygger ju på riktigt godis. Det finns ju sådana som om du tar en gul och en vit så smakar det popcorn och smör ungefär.
Jag vill liksom vara lite så här rysk roulette liksom, att det kan vara något riktigt äckligt.
Ja.
Okej.
Okay. Att det går att göra liksom. Liksom så likt Harry Potter som möjligt. Att de har liksom en 9¾ perrong där. Att de efterliknar det. Och liksom, orden kommer in i ordlistan. Det är bra det. Men själva filmen, vad ger vi den? Liksom? Hur många tummar upp?
Inte jättemånga från min sida. För att nu, alltså, nu är det ju inga fristående filmer längre. Det, jag kommer inte ihåg hur förra filmen slutade. Jag kommer inte ihåg hur den började. Ja, alltså, det liksom, det vävs samman lite nu. Plus, den hade ju inget slut eftersom den bara heter del 1. Så att,
just det, den uppdelade.
Ja, för min skull får den ett sån. Alltså, de här.
All right, it's Monday. Is it Monday? Yeah, today is Monday. Exactly, pretty much exactly a week after we went up to Tromsø, Norway. And kind of emotional, kind of late-breaking news here. Just opened up the window here in Stockholm, Sweden. And what do I see in the sky? But Kyle, I see the sun.
I see the sun too.
It's amazing. I mean, we have not literally seen the sun. Yesterday we might have seen the sun. We were in Stockholm, but they had a snowstorm and the sky was pretty much covered and overcast. But now there it is, the sun above the horizon. It's up a little ways too. It's not like right on the horizon. Maybe about 30 degrees up in the air.
I think you should be more accurate. I mean, we did not actually see the sun. I mean, it was gray. It was overcast. There's no indication of what direction it would be. It was quite universal lighting, you know, as far as, you know, the sky being light. It was all over. There wasn't any indication of which way is which. East, west, we didn't know where the light was coming from. It was just sort of a white light.
It was definitely lighter than it was in Tromsø, and stayed lighter for longer, but you couldn't tell where the sun was or if the sun was actually above the horizon.
Yeah, and that's true for when we arrived, and that was also true for the train ride. The train ride was snowy, and it was very cloudy, and I mean, it was obviously daytime, but there's no indication of what direction the light was coming from. And then we got up early today and, you know, had some breakfast because we're on sort of a crazy sleep schedule. We don't know what day we're...
Woke up at 4 in the morning.
We don't know if we've been up late. Are we staying up late or if we're getting up early? But I know we got up early.
When it gets dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right. You sort of fall into these crazy schedules.
But it's up for debate. I think we've talked about this. What is a good sleep schedule? I mean, are we supposed to be trying to get up early? Are we supposed to be trying to get up late and stay up late? Or, you know, either way, so it's been kind of confusing. But today we got up at 6:30.
Got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You may have got up at 6:30.
No, you're right. No, we got up at 4 o'clock.
We went to sleep at about 7 at night, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was up. Yeah, that's true. Okay, but no. The we got up for breakfast. Mm-hmm. You got out for breakfast at 6:30. And what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, there were windows where there was food here at where we're staying. And we looked out the window, and it was dark. And it probably got, you know, 3 or 4 orders of magnitude lighter while we were having breakfast at around 6:30 or 7. And, you know, that was great. We remarked at that. But still, there's no indication of which direction, where the light's coming from. It was getting lighter, but, you know, who knew which direction? You know, we had no indication of the sun itself. You know, I'm just trying to illustrate how big a deal this is.
It is a big deal.
We've been talking here. We're reconfiguring. Actually, we're getting ready to go out and explore Stockholm. I'd like to take some pictures. I'm really excited.
Well, now you have the sun to help you.
And absolutely, I needed light. And that was part of the reason why I wanted to actually, again, we were trying to figure out whether it was a good idea to go to bed or to stay up. But I argued at one point, yeah, maybe we should go to bed so we can get up early and have a good, strong day. For me in particular, that's good for photography. So here we are reconfiguring, getting ready to walk out the door. And we were talking a little bit, and I was talking to you, and we were describing some projects, and I was looking out the window, and I saw on the side of the window this orange light, and I noticed it was getting brighter outside, and I failed to mention, but I knew it was the sun.
You failed to mention after a week of not seeing the sun that perhaps the sun was out.
Yeah, I kind of downplayed that.
Wow. Well, it's out.
I'm downplaying it now. I don't know. I just didn't think it, I forgot how big a deal it was until you got up and nearly fell over at the sight of this glowing orange orb that is, it's off on the horizon directly out our window.
It's gone. That's it. It's gone. That's it for today. Oh no, no, wait, it's just behind the tree. Okay, no, I thought it said already, but no, it's there. I was standing in the wrong place.
Oh yeah, no, it's still there.
Okay, that's how it happens though. Night falls quickly and things
get
in.
Careful, you scared me there.
That's how it's going to be. You know, that could be the sun going down too. We're looking at the sun there, way down. I think it's in the southern sky, and it may be on its way down.
Yeah.
Days don't last very long here, but at least we have a sun above the horizon, which is more than we had up north.
I can't believe
I'm saying up north when we're in Stockholm, but there is much more up north.
Well, anyway, we verified here in Stockholm at this point in time on this fine Monday morning, a couple days before Christmas, the sun does in fact go above the horizon at this latitude, and it is at least going over some buildings from our vantage point, which counts for a sunrise and for sunshine, I believe, as well.
Yeah, so. What's funny is we arrived in Stockholm yesterday by train, and the train was 3 hours late because of all the snow. When we got here, the people told us that Stockholm doesn't really get snow. We were walking through the streets with snow everywhere, kids being pulled on sleds, everyone carrying Christmas trees, and we just assumed this is normal Stockholm weather, but apparently it's not. Apparently Stockholm has very mild winters, and they don't usually get snow, but it looks so perfect in the snow, and the people seem really prepared for it. And I think snow works in this city, very much so.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It really is pleasant. It makes for kind of a cozy holiday season in a place like this. I don't know. People seem to be dealing with it, but you could tell yesterday when we were walking from the train station that it was pretty freshly fallen, and that people really couldn't do a lot about it as far as like the municipality. We are downtown, we're in the center of town, and a lot of these roads just aren't seeing much in the way of snow plowing or anything like that. And we actually read an article that there are people stealing snow blowers.
Yeah, there's no shame here apparently.
Yeah, it's that bad.
It really is. In fact, when we were walking over here to our hotel, we saw all kinds of cops being unloaded from vans and showing all sorts of force, I guess, in the streets, just running down the streets. Everybody was kind of looking at them, wondering what was going on. And I don't know if it has to do with the snow plows or with the recent suicide bombing that took place in the streets of Stockholm. And when I say suicide bomb, that's all it was. The guy basically just killed himself and nobody else, which I guess is the best kind of suicide bomb if you got to have one. But it's a city kind of in a strange mood, because there's this element of fear, element of holiday merrymaking, and then you have the snow on top of that. Just we've come upon this place at a rather interesting time.
Yeah, I can't wait to go out and explore, and I think we should.
All right, let's do that while the sun is there.
Landas med smält snö. Det är lite som i en film. Den där lilla stugan i det stora ändlösa mörkret. Här inne håller ljudet och värmen från sjungande människor stånd mot den ödsliga snötäckta natten. Korpilombolo. Det skulle kunna vara ett sånt där land långt, långt borta. Men det är ett litet samhälle i Norrbotten längs med Kalixälven strax söder om Pajala. Cirka 550 invånare. Här firas varje år nattens festival. En ny tradition med snirkliga rötter som sträcker sig ända till Colombia. Och under festivalens 2 veckor är T-stugan inte det enda ställe där sång och musik hörs.
Jag tycker det är fränt att man har en nattfestival och lägger det liksom... Ja, men här ute också, det är inte så att människor kanske bara passerar av farten. Så där, men verkligen så här vintertid och en festival i nattens ära, tycker jag är vackert.
Sofia Jannok, den nästan ständigt turnerande sångerskan från Sápmi och Gällivare, ska snart uppträda i Korpilombolos kyrka. Vi vandrar en bit ut på den stilla kyrkogården där alla ljud plötsligt slukas av den tjocka, fluffiga snön. Du kommer ju från de här breddgraderna, eller ännu mer norrut, eller hur?
Ja, precis. Gällivare. Var det 10 mil norr om polcirkeln?
Det som slår mig när jag kommer hit först och främst, det är tystnaden.
Ja, precis. Det är ju, ja, jag förstår dig. För att jag har ju varit i Gällivare nu, hängt där ganska länge. Och då får man ju ganska mycket av den varan om man vill. Liksom. Det är ändå en tätort sådär, men när jag åker från Stockholm direkt och landar uppe, då är det verkligen så här öronbedövande. Alltså då blir kontrasten så enorm. Men det är tyst och jag tror att snön också gör sitt liksom, sin isolerande verkan. Mm. Så jag tycker det känns tryggt med midvinter och mörker. Det känns så här inbäddat.
Den mongoliska strupsångskören är huvudattraktion på årets festival, som för övrigt är en ganska välfylld internationell godispåse med nästan 100 programpunkter. Allt från föreläsningar om samisk mytologi och vampyrer inom fransk litteratur till rysk gitarrpoesi, Kiruna hardcore, jojkkonserter och sparkrace. Om du stannar kvar vid radion ska vi strax prata mer med Sofia Jannok om natten, och så ska vi träffa festivalens motor. Jag heter Viktor Haris och du lyssnar på P4 Kultur.
There's a possibility. There's a possibility.
Silence.
P4 Kultur.
Det speciella med natten har jag förstått efter alla filosofiska tankar och program som vi har haft. Att natten är en väldigt viktig tid hos människan. Det är inte bara så att man går och lägger sig och sover. Verksamheten i hjärnan fortsätter. Tankar skapas och tankar uppstår.
Linnea Nylund är själva motorn under huven på Korpilombolos nattfestival. Och var jag än går så ser jag henne i hennes flätade gråa väst och röda tröja.
Natten är otroligt viktig för att människor ska kunna skapa i sitt liv och kunna fungera i sitt liv. Liksom den här mörka tiden, alltså som vi har under vintrarna, att den är viktig för att det blir ett annat tempo i livet på något vis. Den här rädslan för natten, den har jag inte kvar. Jag har minnen av att jag hade en krånglande bil och skulle åka hem från nattfestivalen. Och det fanns inga andra på plats och min bil gick inte igång, men jag kunde liksom öppna motorhuven och skruva lite grann så fick jag igång den och tyckte att det är en ganska härlig tid mitt i natten stå här och peta i motorn.
Natten är ju på något vis vila, tid för vila. Och vila ska ju vara tryggt, annars så blir det inte vilosamt. Och jag, för mig är det i alla fall vilosamt att vara på de nordliga breddgraderna. Om jag får mig vara, alltså i Sverige, bara i södra Sverige, så ofta i huvudstaden. Och så tycker jag det är lättare att hitta roen och det lugna här uppe.
På dagen är man ju bunden av att telefoner ringer och det är det ena och det andra som ska göras. På natten har man inte det behovet, utan då kan man göra de saker som man behöver den här lugna tiden för att hinna med. Läsa eller bara sitta och fundera i stearinljus sken.
Du lyssnar på P4 Kultur. Jag heter Viktor Haris och du har hört Linnea Nylund och Sofia Jannok berätta om natten här på Korpilombolos nattfestival.
Back through the years I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us. And how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. And I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. is on my breeches and holes in both my shoes. In my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me, made just for me.
Do you think this is fox or wolf?
Is it fake or is it real?
It's, it's real.
They don't believe, but it's real.
It's a fox.
It's not a fox. It's
wolf. Yeah, it is a fox. No, it's fox.
No.
I'm very sure it's fox.
It's not fox.
I den långa kön till Sofia Jannocks konsert i Korpilombolos kyrka står några festivalbesökare från Schweiz och England. En finländare försöker övertyga oss om att hans pälsmössa är gjord av varg. Men jag måste gå iväg tidigare för att hinna till Gaspar-vandringen. Fackeltåget ut till sjön Takajärvi.